The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Do you realize that our educational institutions, as well as government, and for most part religion, hasn't taught the true values of life? Because there is a missing link in our education that we have turned our back on. That missing link will be restored in the near future. It shouldn't have been lost in the first place. Notice what God told our forefathers, ancient Israel. God had also told these things to Adam and Eve and the world before the flood and on this side of the flood. Notice in Deuteronomy 6, beginning in verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you should observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. God is telling them the statutes and judgments and commandments that they should live by, that would make their way prosperous and their life happy. Verse 2. That you may fear the Eternal your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandsons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Yes, God gave laws to give us a happy life and to prolong our days. And he commanded that we would teach them to our sons and grandsons, pass them down from one generation to the next. Verse 3, therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Eternal of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Yes, God wanted us to realize, he wanted the world to realize in the beginning, that there was only one true God. And it would have been a very wise thing if we would have realized that as a world, and it would have been a very wise thing if we would realize that today. Yes, it would be a very wise thing to do. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Yes, God is telling us, don't forget God. Don't turn our back on our Maker and pick up false and pagan gods to worship. Verse 6, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Yes, God is telling us to keep those laws, his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments on our mind. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Yes, God says, let all that your hands do be guided from the standpoint of my law. You shall bind them as frontlets between your eyes. Have them on your mind, is what God is saying. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates. Yes, God said, put them to where you can see them and be reminded of them. Don't let them slip. Verse 10, and it shall be when the Eternal your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. Then beware lest you forget the Eternal that brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Yes, God gave us plenty of warning. He says, when things are going good with you, beware that you don't forget God that has given you all of these blessings. Well, that's what we have done in America. That's what this entire earth has done. Verse 25, then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe these things, commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Yes, God said keeping his commandments would be righteousness for us, and he promised that it would give us a long and a happy and a prosperous life. Yes, God said, obey my commandments and teach your offspring to. That was and is the foundation to spring from in all that we do. It begins in the home and in the school, in religion. God commanded the priests in Israel to teach his laws. He said, post the laws all over the nation. Talk of them. Let them guide you, your business, your government, your marriage, your child rearing. But instead of doing that, we kick God's law out of schools and government buildings and other places. But very soon, God's law and his word will be restored and won't be kicked out of any place. And it shouldn't have been done today. And those that have and are will answer for that, as well as all of our other sins of ignoring and trampling on and breaking God's laws, including the fourth one, the Sabbath. Christ and the saints will teach His Word and His laws and enforce them, as we have brought out in a previous program. Notice what God has to say here, the way it's going to be, how His law is going to be restored and taught the world over in Micah 4, beginning in verse 1. Micah 4, beginning in verse 1. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of His ways, and we shall walk in His path. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now that may be hard for you to imagine today, that someday you are going to want to learn God's way, learn His laws, and you are going to want to live by them. But that is going to happen. I know that things are going well for our nation today, and we feel that we don't need God or His laws to guide us. Well, we think things are going well. Financially, they have been. For the last 30, 40, 50 years, we haven't had too many financial problems. But the day is coming when you're going to want to know God's way. The world is going to want to know God's law and His way. When we find out, when we come to the point that we realize that we would have been annihilated from this planet if God hadn't intervened, just from us going our way and ignoring God's way. Verse 3, He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Yes, that time after Christ returns and sets up and establishes the kingdom and the government of God on this earth, nations will begin to learn the way of peace. You as an individual will learn the way of peace. We learn the way of war today, fighting and bickering and all kinds of other troubles. But in that day, God says we're going to learn His way, which will be the way of peace, and we are going to be anxious to do that. Verse 4, But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Eternal of Hosts has spoken. Yes, God has spoken, and that's the way it's going to be. Now, wouldn't you like for that to be the way it would be today for you? Wouldn't you like to sit under your own vine and under your own fig tree, have your own little plot of land and raising your own good food to eat and so on, and having a relaxed, down-to-earth life and no one making you afraid, no one mistreating you and so on? Yes, that's what people want, and yet we don't want to live the way that will bring that to us. For all people walk in the name of His God, but we will walk in the name of the Eternal our God forever and ever. Yes, that day is coming. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame, I will gather the outcasts and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation. So the Eternal will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, even forever. Yes, God is going to rule this earth in the millennium for 1,000 years. Jesus Christ is going to be ruling and reigning on this earth for 1,000 years. This missing link in true values of life and true education will spread the earth over. My friends, the time is coming when you will learn and live God's way of love and give, which are expressed very amply in the Ten Commandments, or you won't be around to ignore and not live by them. And you need to listen to this. You would be wise to get in tune with God and His laws now. You would have a much better life now and a better future. You would be in on the ground floor of God's kingdom on this earth that's coming very shortly. Notice what God has to say about this time in Isaiah 11, beginning in verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Now, why does God say in all of His holy mountain? Well, because the whole earth is going to be God's. Yes, God is going to be the king. Jesus Christ is going to be the king, the governor, and the ruler of all nations. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, may God speed that day, and it is coming, and you might as well set your mind that it is. It is, and you aren't going to dodge it. You aren't going to resist it. It is coming, and you are going to learn God's way. As we just read in Micah 4, verse 2, that the law shall go forth out from Zion, God's throne in Jerusalem, that is, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and God's word and his law, the way of give, will be taught in the home, in the schools, in the churches, in government, and in business. Yes, there won't be a phase of life, any business or anything on earth, that will not be guided by the word of God. God's law will be the constitution of all nations. Notice that, my friend. Listen to this again. God's law will be the constitution of all nations, and the nation of Israel will lead the way and set the example for the rest of the world. Yes, Israel will finally fulfill their purpose that they rejected in ancient Israel and also in modern Israel today, the United States and the British peoples, as well as the other 10 nations of Israelite descent, including Judah, whom we call Israel today. God raised up the nation of Israel through Abraham for the purpose of obeying him and being an example for the world to follow. But they, ancient Israel, rejected that God-given responsibility. And so have we, the modern descendants of Israel, the United States, and the British people, who God gave the birthright blessings to. We have turned our back on God as well, and have been a bad example for the world in the way that we have lived in many areas of our life. And we are beginning to pay for that, and will pay in full. For God says he will strip us of those blessings for our many sins, just as he did ancient Israel, our forefathers. But after we learn our lesson, God will finally use us for his God-given purpose of being the example of living by God's law and teaching his laws in the home, the schools, and allowing them to guide us in business and government and marriage and child-rearing and every phase of society. And other nations will notice how Israel will be blessed in the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ and the saints on the earth, and will begin to follow Israel's example. Notice in Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 1, "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgment which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Eternal, your God of your fathers, has given you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Eternal did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal Peor, that is, going a whoring, going astray from God. But you who held fast to the Eternal your God are alive today, every one of you." Well, my friend, I see my time is running out. We'll pick this up in a future program. But in the meantime, if you'd like to know more about this way of life, about God's plan of salvation and so on, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, and request our free booklet, God's Holy Days. God's Holy Days will walk you through the plan of salvation and help you to understand why you are here and the purpose of life. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. If the lines are busy, you will get an answering machine, and just leave your message that way and we will get back to you. So call us and request our free booklet, God's Holy Days. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.